Om Shanti. Good morning. Warm welcome to the first timers and to those who have come to Mattoban today, who arrived today. So we have today a wonderful topic, getting to I'm sorry, the journey. And we have Sister Sharona with us, who have been in Gyan 41 years. She was sent to Israel to open Baba's center, and she is still there for 25 years to take care of Baba's activities there. And I myself experience Sister Sharona's as my guardian angel. So let's welcome Sister Sharona. Over to you, dear angel. Om Shanti.
Thank you. So we do need the lights. We are not seeing the video for the moment. So please, no video and lights. Rajesh Bhai, can you get this image? I think that could be good. Yeah, no image for the moment. Om Shanti, everyone. And those sitting a little bit back, please come forward. When I learned that the class was going to be in Harmony Hall, my heart just sank, because then I'm even further away from you than in the meditation hall. But I understand the logistics. But please do come forward, especially in this section. I understand for translation you have to be where you are, but it's lovely to be able to see you and create a more intimate atmosphere, even in this huge hall. So Om Shanti. Is everyone okay? Yes. No French. So French translation is not coming through, apparently. French translation is not happening, Rajesh Bhai. It's there. Is it coming now? So we're checking it. It's a delight to be here and see the arrival of a new season. I think this is the 9th season, correct? 8th or 9th. And it's so nice to see you all come. Baba has called the double foreigners the decoration of Mattoban, and it really feels that way. There's such a special sparkle and love that just joins with this ocean of love. It's very, very nice. So welcome to all. The subject for today is I'm sorry. And getting to the I'm sorry. Because for some of us, it might be quite a journey, especially for it to be a sincere I'm sorry, a spiritual I'm sorry, which involves change. How many are comfortable with saying, I'm sorry, genuinely, sincerely? How many are comfortable? That's great. So let's open the exploration with two questions. First of all, is saying, I'm sorry, useful? Really useful. Why or why not? is saying I'm sorry useful? Why or why not? And secondly, what is indicated in saying I'm sorry? What is indicated? What's the meaning? What's happening when I'm saying I'm sorry? So think about it a few minutes. Okay, if you're finished, can you find a partner, be two or three in a group, and share your responses? 2 more minutes. Finishing up. 2 more minutes. Okay. So, can I hear from a few of you? Yeah, so you just need to raise your hand, and Rajesh Bhai has a mic. Yeah, hold on, the mic is coming, because, brother, the mic is coming. Yeah, it's coming to you, because this is also happening live, so we need to speak into the mic. It's this brother here. Can you stand up? Can you stand up, brother? Yeah. There you go.
Om Shanti. French traduction.
Okay.
Okay. Pour moi, est-ce utile ou inutile? Parfois, lorsqu'on cause de la peine à quelqu'un, et ben, effectivement, on va s'excuser. On va lui demander pardon. Et j'ai remarqué aussi, donc c'est pas une critique. J'ai travaillé dans la police en Angleterre, et c'est vrai qu'en Angleterre, on dit souvent « I'm sorry ». Donc, c'est vraiment c'est la phrase qu'on dit généralement, mais pour moi, ça a moins de sens. Le sens, c'est vraiment quand je me pardonne de ce que j'ai dit, que j'ai pu faire du mal à une personne.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, for the first question, useful or not useful? Yes, it's useful because when we do a mistake, when we are guilty with someone, asking to be forgiven is useful to help the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And we have to note that in English, many people say that we are sorry, I'm sorry, like something, like a way to speak, but it's not so deep than when I can say this for a reason, a deeper reason.
Very good. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Brother, can you hand it over? Yeah, back there. Can you stand up, brother? Yeah.
So we raised a few points.
Bye. Can you hold it closer? Yeah.
We raised a few points. So the first one was the sincerity of being sorry and just saying, I'm sorry, because to make the other person feel okay, but then we don't really care. So it has to be meaningful. Then being sorry, it's also recognizing that we may have hurt someone. Mm. And then some sort of empathy link to that, and being sorry is also helping the other person healing.
Mm.
Is feeling recognized that somebody else may have said something, and it can be good for the starting process to healing. And then also a last point was, if we may have saying something while being angry, we say sorry to the other person, but maybe also to myself, because to my soul, I lose myself, and I should not have said that, so I'm sorry also to me, and I realize that I went too far, or I say something that I should not have said.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Voilà.
Great. Thank you. Thank you. Anyone else? No need to report from your group. Just whichever one point you feel is significant. Yes.
Hey, for me, he's my brother here. We think we must be humble.
Mm.
Yeah? And at the same time, we use 8 powers to be tolerant. Yeah? Tolerant and to be merciful. Yeah? And first things, because our body must be bodiless, so that we have less ego.
Mm.
Yeah, egoless.
Mm.
So always must be humble.
Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. So it's like it's an ego crasher to say I'm sorry, and goodness knows we all have so much ego when we come to this gyan. So it helps confront that ego. Yes.
Om Shanti. Before to say sorry, we have to realize the what's the intention behind to say sorry. Mm. Because sometimes it happens our arrogance, they're not allowed to say sorry.
Mm.
So first is we have to find the intention why I'm saying sorry. May I have to hurt myself or other?
Mm.
So say sorry is to first say sorry to myself,
mm-hmm.
to make myself lighten. After mm. that, the environment, and it shows like how humility is inside me. It makes the environment more easy.
Great.
Yeah, thanks.
Thank you. So any one or two last ones which haven't been said yet? Something which hasn't been said?
Да, Ом Шанти, вот для меня что это? Это раскаяние в том, что я сделала неправильно, то есть я причинила боль кому-то, и раскаиваюсь в том, что я сделала по отношению, опять же, к кому-то, может быть, к Богу или к себе. А второй момент мы вот тоже в группе обсудили, и у меня, ну, как-то не было, сестра Людмила помогла, что... Я чувствую, ну, есть чувство неудовлетворенности какое-то, чувство вины. И я, конечно, первое для другого прошу прощения, чтобы ему было легче, но и для себя.
We need a translation.
А, нет, кто переводит, да?
Anybody who can translate in English? No? Okay, so that's not possible. There's nobody who can translate because they are translating from.
Oh no!
The English.
None of you feel comfortable to give a little English, little translation.
Little, small, just in short, what she said.
Oh, Russian. What a shame! Yeah, sister will try. No, I'm so sorry because this is. Really, such a
anyway,
shame.
Anyway, Russians understood, so it's fine.
The Russians know. we might have some translation.
You know Russian? Translate what she said.
In general, yeah, in general. Okay, yeah.
So I feel myself guilty before myself and for others. And after that, it comes some sadness or pity that I have done that.
Okay. So again, it's this idea, I'm sorry, is just as much for me as it is for another person. Because there's guilt, and then there's sadness. So like someone else was saying, it's a maybe first step towards helping or healing my own self. Good. One more. Anything we haven't heard yet? Something we haven't heard yet? Yes, sister?
If you can stand up.
Okay, we'll take these last two.
Stand up.
Yeah.
So you speak in English. Just hear us.
I know that the end and the beginning start from this moment. I know very clearly about my journey and the cycle and my path. And I know clearly that my father's role is to come here to sustain us and to create a new world. I know everything. I know about the reason of everything.
Yeah.
Why things happen. And also that's why I say sorry. Mm. And also today I want to say thanks because you're here to share with us more about the righteous.
Yes. Righteousness. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, we have one last one, sister, you wanted to share? And then we'll take it the next step. Can you stand?
Yes. Yeah. Om Shanti. A little small thing that I would like to share is about empathy. When we really say or feel, I'm sorry, in fact, we are being empathy with the other person in relationship.
Nice. The whole concept of empathy, I bring more closeness into a relationship when I can empathize. Very nice. Thank you. So let's take it one step deeper by taking a look at this video. So Rajesh Bhai, you want to help me with this?
Now they... No, he just hit me.
Sorry. Correct. Okay. And you will say to him that if he wants to sit up there and watch what you're doing, he can.
Okay.
Or he can go and play, but you don't want the hitting.
Okay. If you would like to sit on the counter next to Mommy and JoJo and watch, then you can. Or you can go play Play-Doh in the other room.
But Bronson had his own agenda for us.
Once in a while, they'll buy lunch, but typically they bring their lunch to school. Do.
He's going through the motions with you because he wants to see what you're going to do next.
Okay.
You give him a warning for his behavior.
Stop spitting at Mommy or you will go into the penalty box.
All right, stand up.
I don't like being away.
What you're going to do is to place him into the penalty box, okay, and you're going to tell him why he's there. You're then going to ignore him completely, and you're going to set the alarm for 3 minutes, okay?
You're sitting in here for hitting and spitting at Mommy, and you're going to sit down.
Oh, that voice is not good enough. Oh, no. This is what I'm talking about, okay. This voice.
You're sitting in penalty box for spitting and hitting Mommy, and that's not acceptable. And you're going to sit down
for
3 minutes and not get up.
Ignore the profanity, don't even worry about that. It's okay. All for a reaction.
Kids use bad language to get a rise out of the parents. So the quickest way to eliminate that is to ignore it. He got up from that penalty box over 25 times.
I hate you, stupid daddy.
Bronson's most challenging with timeouts because he's continuously getting up and running in all different directions, and he can outlast me.
You're responding to his naughty behavior, but you're not reacting to his outbursts of profanity.
Okay.
It wouldn't be the first time that I've heard children swear at me and call me every name under the sun, and I'm sure it won't be the last either.
Bronson felt very threatened having Joe in the house and helping me with the penalty box.
It was challenging, but she followed through, and eventually she got to the bottom of it where he had to do his time.
Mommy put you in penalty time for hitting and spitting at Mommy. You need to tell Mommy you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
I love you. It was really a challenge for me, but when it was all said and done, it was a big relief.
Did you like that video? Okay, so first of all, what did we see? Just so that we can help each other understand physically what did we see. No interpretations, but just what was going on there. Anybody like to share? What did we see? Yes. If you could stand up.
We can see a children, a boy who is hurting his mom. Mm. And his mom is talking with, I don't know if it's someone who is working with children, like educator or something. I didn't understand everything. And at one moment, so the mom tried to stop the children, explaining that he doesn't have to hurt herself. And but the boy don't want to listen this. He continue, he follows, and she's trying to punish him with sitting himself on the floor for a precise time, some minutes, but the children don't want to respect the time. So he's running, he ran away, and but at the end, she success to complete the punishment, which is, okay, I don't know this interpretation. So the boy complete the punishment, and at the end of the punishment, he asks sorry to his mom, and we can feel that the sorry is deep, and the mom is forgiving him also. Mm.
Great. Did she miss anything? Yes. Okay, hold on, because we can't hear without the mic. It's a live video. So, who is speaking? If you could stand up. Yeah.
I just disagree with the word punishment. I would just use the word consequence.
Consequence, okay. But again, we just want to help understand what we saw. And they did use the word punishment, although possibly consequence is a much more educated word. But literally, word for where he was made to sit was punishment box. And it would be nicer if it was called consequence box. So who was the mother talking to? Who was that other woman? A nanny, yeah, a nanny, an educator. Actually, it's a series called Super Nanny. She goes all over the country educating parents who are struggling because the children are becoming too wild. And many times, Super Nanny explains that more discipline is needed. There isn't enough discipline. So this is a system, a method often used in the West to help a child understand right from wrong. Anything else that we missed? Yes.
Super Nanny said ignoring the child will help.
Yeah, she gave counseling. She gave guidelines. And one of them was because the little boy was using bad words. So she told her, just ignore it. Just ignore it. Mm-hmm. Anything? Yeah. How many times did that little boy get up and run? 25 times he got up. And he only had to sit for 3 minutes. His punishment or consequence was just 3 minutes. 25 times he got up. Yes.
Maybe two things I want to add. First, that he's looking for attention and will do anything to get mommy's attention. Mm. So there is something in himself that is feeling insecure or something on that aspect. Mm. And the second is that she doesn't put any boundaries. Mm. So he doesn't feel in a place where he knows the limits.
Right.
So there is no limit, so he just goes
right,
as far
right.
as he can.
So these are interpretations. Anything else that we just saw? No interpretation, although it's so true what you're saying, most likely. But anything else that we missed? Yes, one last thing. Whatever has not been said, right? Anything new?
I feel that this is not a very fair situation.
Okay, this is interpretation. We just want to see what's happening here.
She's interpreting,
right. Yeah, now, this is a method commonly used in the West. It's not sure if it's right or wrong, but it's okay. Even if it's a wrong method, we're using it to understand something else, which is called getting to, I'm sorry. Yes, one other observation?
The father appears, but don't participate.
That's right. Interestingly enough, the father was there, but he also is being educated not to respond, not to react. Any last observation? Only observation, no interpretation. We have one more here, Rajesh Bhai. One more here, I think.
You have to stand up so it's easier to see. Yeah.
There you go. And we might need translation.
A little bit English. Sister said that she saw when mother forgive her child, feel love and keep silence.
Yes, yes. It ended well, didn't it? Okay, so let's see it one more time. No, before we see it one more time, another question. How many players were there in this video? How many players?
Three?
Four?
The father?
Four. Okay, we had the boy, the mother, super nanny, and the father, who was very silent, passive player. So these four players, take a moment and think, what do they symbolize? If now we put on our spiritual glasses, who do these three players, or four players even, symbolize for us on our spiritual path? Think about it a moment. Who does that mother represent? Who does Super Nanny represent? Who does that child represent or symbolize? And also the father. So take a moment, think about it, share with your neighbor, and then we'll look at it together. One more minute. So we're going to watch it again. Just to check our symbols.
Now, he just hit me. So.
Correct. And you will say to him that if he wants to sit up there and watch what you're doing, he can.
Okay.
Or he can go and play, but you don't want the hitting.
Okay.
If you would like to sit on the counter next to Mommy and JoJo and watch, then you can. Or you can go play Play-Doh in the other room.
But Bronson had his own agenda for us.
Once in a while, they'll buy lunch, but typically they bring their lunch to school.
He's going through the motions with you because he wants to see what you're going to do next.
Okay.
You give him a warning for his behavior.
Stop spitting at Mommy or you will go into the penalty box.
All right, stand up.
I don't want to know.
What you're going to do is to place him into the penalty box, okay, and you're going to tell him why he's there.
Ma!
You're then going to ignore him completely and you're going to set the alarm for 3 minutes, okay?
You're sitting in here for hitting and spitting at mommy, and you're going to sit down.
Oh, that voice is not good enough. Oh, no. This is what I'm talking about, okay. This voice.
You're sitting in penalty box for spitting and hitting mommy, and that's not acceptable. And you're going to sit down
no!
3 minutes and not get up.
No, the profanity. Don't even worry about that. It's okay. All for a reaction.
Kids use bad language to get a rise out of the parents. So the quickest way to eliminate that is to ignore it. He got up from that penalty box over 25 times.
I hate you, stupid daddy.
Bronson's most challenging with timeouts because he's continuously getting up and running in all different directions, and he can outlast me.
You're responding to his naughty behavior, but you're not reacting to his outbursts of profanity.
Okay.
It wouldn't be the first time that I've heard children swear at me and call me every name under the sun, and I'm sure it won't be the last either.
Bronson felt very threatened having Joe in the house and helping me with the penalty box.
It was challenging, but she followed through, and eventually she got to the bottom of it where he had to do his time.
Mommy put you in penalty time for hitting and spitting at mommy. You need to tell mommy you're sorry.
I'm sorry.
I love you.
It was really a challenge for me, but when it was all said and done, it was a big relief.
Okay, so, you know, good method, bad method, that's another conversation. But what are we learning about I'm sorry? So, can I hear somebody's idea of the symbols? Who is being represented by each one of these players? Yes, sister,
so
over
if
here.
You can, so
if you stand up.
Stand up, it's easier to see.
Yeah.
Om Shanti. For the spiritual life, I feel the child is mine because mind is always running from whatever we say, not listening.
The child is the mind?
Mind and not listening at all. Intellect is a mother because she wants to be get corrected mind all the time. And the nani, she I feel like in Baba because Baba is guiding all the time to what we have the right way to lead the life. So here Baba is giving all the attention or the things of the study to the intellect, and intellect asks the mind also to follow, but most of the time it fails because it's not listening, and again repeating the same thing. At the last, mind will come into the control of the intellect and settles down and says sorry and listens carefully.
Very
that's
interesting. Very interesting. I think
but
that's...
about the father who is at the that play, I really did not understand.
Okay, we didn't have an idea about the father. That's good, but I think it's very creative. Very creative. Now, what we want is if someone has another idea, right? We just want to hear other ideas. Anybody else? This was very creative. The child is the mind. Mother was the intellect. And there was Baba guiding. Yes.
Om Shanti. It was almost same. We considered Super Nanny as a Shiv Baba and Brahma Baba. And mother as a teacher, center coordinator, and the kid as a self of us as a student.
Sorry, the child was who?
Is me.
Put your
Is me like students, all the students, like Shiv Baba is telling the center coordinators to teach how to teach the kids and the students, but students are not listening. At the very end, students are very sorry.
Very good. That's a good one. The mother is the center coordinator, the teacher, and the kid is us. Always disobeying, running off, and the teacher running after, and Baba patiently guiding the teacher. Wonderful. Okay. Anyone else? Again, something different. Only that which is new. Yeah. Anyone else? Here we have someone down here.
You have to stand up. It's easier to see.
Yeah.
Stand up.
If somebody's raised their hand, please stand up.
Stand up. Stand
yeah,
up.
Yeah, stand up. That will help us find someone. And we need the sister
Raya,
who's
can you come down? Sister
yeah.
Raya.
Here. Yeah.
Mother is herself. The specialist is Bab Dada. And the child usually it mirrors myself, and it it reveals my some bad sides of my character.
Okay.
Some defects. So, and I try to somehow to connect, to interact, and to remove all my defects and get sorted out.
Wonderful.
And father is a detached observer.
The father is a detached observer. And so that's a little bit like what our other brother or sister was saying, that the kid is the mind, the mother's the intellect. Because here our sister is saying, the mother is me, my wise me, and the kid is also me, defective and not facing and all of that. So it's a exchange between me and me, my higher self and my lower self. Great, wonderful. And anyone else? Yes.
Сестры said also, we want to add to first version, that father is drama. He just stand and go.
Very creative. Okay.
I
yes.
just add one more thing. Father, not a drama. Father is a non-religious person. The persons who are not religion in Brahman family.
Hold on. Can you say that a bit slower? I'm not catching it.
The persons who are not related to the Brahman family, non-BK.
Oh.
So they are the detached observers. We don't listen. Whatever you want to do, do it.
Okay, so that father just not involved. It's like everybody who's not a BK and doesn't know what we're doing at all. Okay, we have time for one or two more. Yeah. Can you stand?
Okay. So the mother is a drama. Nani is a sheep baba. The child is a soul, and the father is a dadambra.
That's really good. The mother is Brahma, the nanny is Shivaba, the child is the soul, and the father is Dharmaraj. It's so true. Dharmaraj is just standing there. Looks like he's not involved, but he's watching. He knows what's going on, and a little bit later. Yeah, great. Okay, last one. Yes.
Thank you, dear teacher. I'm from Mongolia.
Sorry?
I'm from Mongolia, a little bit in English. And I feel in it that this is a little bit short movie, and seems like my daughter, small daughter. And every mother too, and every single person feeling punishments using in the living. But Baba says always be every moment will love, gives love. Action will be more better. Not punishment.
True.
We have a choice.
Yes.
Punishment or love.
Yes. Okay.
And it will be good choice is love.
Okay.
Sometimes, like this situation, and every time needed for me too. But sometimes I understand, please, I want to love a lovely guy there, and for my daughter, this will be good result. I have been.
Okay. Thank you.
And sorry. And the shows myself, BK Life, this is for drama. It's a nanny shows. This is guide. By the guide, Baba shows us like drama.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. Thank you. We, I'm just running out of time. So I think we got some very, very good ideas, and I would like to share some of my perspective. Could it be that the mother is... Well, let's start with something else. Could it be that the child is me? And the nanny, the super nanny, is Baba, but the mother. Anybody have an idea who the mother is, which has not been mentioned yet? Soul consciousness might be the mother, our higher character, anyone else? The people around me, and now somebody said our karmic accounts. And this is the perspective I would like to look at a little bit. What if the mother represents the force of karma? In which case, saying I'm sorry is so beyond useful, necessary, when saying I'm sorry is sincere, like many of you said, but what is sincere, I'm sorry? It means that there's been realization that whatever is the situation, whatever is the difficulty in the situation, I have contributed to it. I am a contributor. So, for example, if I'm feeling rejected, if I'm feeling excluded, if I'm feeling angry towards a person, towards the situation or a circumstance, it's so important. Even though the world might look at the situation and say, you're right to feel angry, you're right to feel rejected, you're right to feel insulted, this person, this situation is insulting, this person, this situation is rejecting you. Even though the world may say that, on the spiritual path, we have to recognize that if those are the feelings, if these are the situations, at some point or another, I contributed to it. This is the realization, moving us towards, I'm sorry. I contributed. Maybe I didn't contribute by actually excluding someone else, now or maybe in the past. Maybe it wasn't physical. Maybe I didn't insult that person, now or in the past. But maybe it's more subtle contribution, like resentment towards the person, rejection of that person, moving away, distancing because of what they've said or done, holding on to the past, not forgiving, not accepting. These are subtle contributions. And the law of karma puts me again and again in situations and relationships which make me feel negative. Not to punish me, but as Sister was saying, to show me that there are consequences for everything I'm doing. As Brahmins, it's not just doing, but it's thinking. Wrong thoughts, wrong feelings, wrong attitude has a consequence for us Brahmins, has a consequence for everyone. But we are accountable for understanding this and changing. The journey towards I'm sorry is first this realization. Whatever is the negativity I'm feeling, the negativity coming to me, I would have contributed to it at some time or another, if not physically, subtly. But the journey to I'm sorry also includes recognition that I can do better and I have to do better. That this suffering is not the universe which doesn't love me, but the universe which loves me and wants me to upgrade the way I'm thinking, speaking, acting. So, pure feelings, recognizing that I've got to get myself to pure feelings, good wishes, what Baba also will call merciful or sweet, humble, benefactor. Because it's natural to be a contributor. It's natural. I'm in life. I'm involved. But we are being called on more and more to be a contributor of a completely new energy. So isn't it interesting to think that that mother symbolizes the law of karma? And I'm that child. I'm put in that penalty box, the consequence box. I'm unhappy and uncomfortable in that box, so I keep running away, meaning I'm running away from my responsibility of that emotion. These are all things we know. But to really, you know, finish losing time on the issue, I'm uncomfortable when the situation is negative. I'm uncomfortable when a relationship is negative towards me. What do I do with that discomfort? Because that discomfort is a mirror, as we know, and there's something I have to change in me. Otherwise, the law of karma is going to put me back in that again and again and again until I face it and change. And you know, sometimes it's not even that I have to be more merciful or more pure feelings or more good wishes towards the other or towards myself. Sometimes it's more courage, more self-confidence, more faith in our aim, in the sense of the Murli, Avyak Murli, that we heard last Sunday. Stunning. Baba was saying, there's going to be mountains. there are going to be obstacles. Otherwise, how can you receive the title, the praise, destroyer of obstacles? But what to do? Yes, good wishes are there. If you can change a person who is an obstacle, who has a lot of waste thoughts, if you can change them with your good wishes, great. If you can help them with a signal, say something easy, light, great. But if not, move on. Move on. This is also a different kind of contribution. Uphold your own dignity to give to removing a mountain. You don't have to. But for 2,500 years, we have gotten ourselves involved in everybody else's stories, everybody else's problems, trying to finish the mountain because that mountain is in my way. Baba has given us wings. No mountain has to stop me anymore. I can fly. And this is called self-respect. Upholding the dignity of myself and offering something to uphold the dignity of the other too, because she gets the energy of somebody who's staying light. Flying means I stay light. So this could also be the father, another Brahmin, who's understood this lesson? I'm not responsible for other people's things. I don't need to get involved. I don't need to fix, correct, criticize, comment, change other people's things. However much they're an obstacle for me, I have to comment, criticize, correct, and change my response or reaction. Unless and until I do this, drama, the universe, which loves me, as a consequence of my own karma, is going to keep putting me right back into that difficult feeling and the difficult people and the difficult situations which create that feeling. In that avyakt of last week, Baba was literally saying that this idea that I'm responsible for someone's waste thinking, obstacle kind of behavior, which is seems like a mountain to me, it's a golden chain to think that I have to think about them first. It's a golden chain. And he was saying, in this year of liberation, free yourself from that. So I'm just saying there are many things, many different ways that I can be contributing positively, spiritually, that new energy. But this is the power to discern, to understand what's needed here. To keep flying, or to be merciful, be tolerant, to face. These are all our options. But until I figure out the right one, I'll be right back in those awful things. Yeah? What do you think? Could it be? More subtle look at getting to I'm sorry. Because let I'm sorry be a tool, as some of you were saying, first of all, to my own self. I'm sorry that once again I was contributing in the wrong energies. I'm sorry is the tool which is changing after I've checked. Baba always tells us, don't just check, but change. Because the situation or the person will come one more time, maybe even three more times. The chance for you to practice the elevated, godlike way of responding. So I'm sorry is so important. The journey to it is extremely subtle, but important. And yet, once we say it with sincerity, and there is the change, love comes. Love comes. There's love for myself. See, I can change. See, I am an angel. And then we also can experience God's love so much more. And even drama seems to love us, become the friend that she really is. So realization, recognition, I'm sorry, sincerely, and then love. First and foremost for myself. Okay? Okay. So we take a few minutes just to finish. Does anybody want to say anything before we finish up? Yes. Rajesh Bhai, or here's the mic. Okay.
My question is, I'm reading the sign behind you, Limitless Love, and this mother, she has that limitless love for her kids, and limitless is also unconditional love.
Yeah.
But in that case, she gives unconditional love, but it feels like it still needs condition, because otherwise this love, it's not totally
affected.
Realizing itself,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what do you, can we live unconditional love?
Can we what?
Is it possible to have that limitless love? But does it need condition to express itself?
Okay. I feel that what I was sharing is an expression of limitless love. In the sense that Baba will tell us it's always a balance, right? You have to have love, but also you have to have authority, that inner authority. I remember Dadi Jenki even telling me, because I was always trying to go for love, always, as if that's the only solution, of bowing, humility, acceptance, allowance, sweetness, generosity, bestower, all of that. And Dadi always would say to me, you know, it's not only love, it's also law. And if I can't give a demonstration of true love, pure love, which is a vibrational thing, before it's an action or a word, then in many situations I'm not helping at all. And it's not really love. It's more like cowardice, because you're not able to take a stand for what is true love. And so people who have no power to work with true love towards themselves or to others don't get anything from me. Godly, pure spiritual love is a filling of another of godly treasures, virtues and powers. And self-respect, self-dignity, self-control is also a treasure. This little child didn't have any of it. What would happen if mommy and daddy allowed him to just continue acting like that? He would grow up into such a frustrated, easily irritated personality, always demanding, no borders, no boundaries. So limitless love, I feel, is the result of being growing up with borders and boundaries. Baba's limitless love opens in us and we receive it because we have so many borders and boundaries. Srimad is constantly telling me what is something that will move you forward, what is something that will get you stuck, and what is something which will actually move you backwards. Okay, brother, does that help? Yeah. So don't be afraid, and that's what it means in last week's Murli, I feel, when Baba was saying, give a signal. If you are okay, not influenced, you're not trying to judge the person or put the person down, and you've no expectations, whether they listen to you or not, say something. Say something with love, like, are you sure you want to say that to me? Or are you sure this is the best way to act? With love, say it. A signal, that's all. And whatever, you just keep moving on. Because that's a donation, a contribution of a different kind of energy. And you are also giving a demonstration of what it is worth giving time to and energy these days. Anybody else want to say anything? Yes. I think we have just time for one more. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Just very briefly, Sharona Ben, Om Shanti. A sharing of an experience. When I came into Gyan, I had a baby. Very few months, baby. And my difficulty was detachment and love. And so there were times when the baby would start crying and I was afraid to be attached because... Oh. So I had this thing. So with Murli, when Baba says, cut all relationships, I've been afraid to touch him because I thought that was body consciousness. And so now, after 40 years, the child is now 40 years old. And so I have been learning, and thank you for this.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
It's always a balance. It'll never be detached as the solution, and it'll never be love as the solution. It's the balance. Great. So we take a few minutes to finish up with some meditation. Rajesh Bhai, maybe you can choose one of those songs from my file, any one of them. Is it available? I don't know. Oh, it's here. Go for it. I am the world's least techie person.